The Wire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
The National Party is yet to announce a full fiscal plan to account for the spending they've promised if they win the election. It too, one of the largest workers' unions in the country, fears a national government could subject essential workers to budget cuts. I spoke to Rachel McIntosh, Assistant National Secretary for Etu, about the implications of a national government on workers. I started by asking how drastic the gap between national spending plan and the available budget are.
Well, according to the analysis that the Council of Trade Unions have done, it's between $3.5 and more than $5 billion, which is significant.
And so do we have any idea of how the spending would be accounted for?
No, we don't, and that's the whole thing. They haven't provided figures, they haven't costed their policies, which is really unusual. All the other parties have costed their policies, and like from our point of view, so from our workers' point of view, that's really significant because there are so many things that the government needs to fund in order for people to have decent lives that we're really concerned about what services they may have to cut.
It's not at all expected for parties to still be rather vague about a set fiscal plan at this point in the election?
Well, all the other parties that have released policies have released a fiscal plan with them, and National hasn't. And it's not just that they are vague, it's that the CTU has costed their policies from available information that's in the public domain and found this, you know, up to more than $5 billion shortfall, and that's what we're really worried about. So if they're making promises that are unfunded to that degree, where's the money going to come from? It's got to come from somewhere.
But how does the prospect of a national-led government impact essential workers?
Well, for essential workers, there are really big things at risk, including a really big one is the ability to lift standards right across essential work sectors, which is through fair pay agreements, which National Party has said that they will scrap, and that is a mechanism for lifting essential workers out of poverty that we're currently working on. And if that is taken away, then people who have currently got the prospect of being lifted out of poverty, of having decent health and safety at work and decent wages, that just gets whipped away if we get a national-led government.
And so are there specific sectors that Etu fears will be most impacted by this?
Sure. So cleaners are vital. Security guards who became, you know, these things that became obvious during COVID, who the real essential workers were. Supermarket workers, bus drivers, and actually hospitality workers as well. These are the people who are currently working to get fair pay agreements. Know that there are a lot of students who work in hospitality, and, 40 years ago you could work in hospitality and get quite good money, get penal rates for antisocial hours. All those things are gone. And hospitality workers at the moment are working to get a fair pay agreement, which would see standards lifted right across the sector.
Speaking a little bit more on COVID and what we've learned from that and the reliance we had on our essential workers during that time, is it likely that this has taught political parties anything and taught National anything about how we need to value these workers more?
There was a lot of talk kind of when we were coming out of lockdowns, and in fact when we were in lockdowns, about the value of essential work, and the current government has brought in mechanisms to recognise that financially, because it's all very well to say thank you, you're marvellous. But at the moment, there are still essential workers who are living in poverty, you know, full-time work and living in poverty. Nobody should live in poverty, but certainly if you're working, you should get enough money and have enough conditions, enough good conditions that your life is, your life is decent. And so those lessons don't appear to have been learned by the National Party, who are promising to take away that very mechanism that has the promise of recognising the value of essential work.
And so has Etu started preparing for the possibility of a national government, and what can the union do to protect workers under such circumstances?
Well, at the moment we are campaigning really hard to retain a Labor-led government. But unions have existed It too has existed since 1862. Various threads have come together over the decades since then, and we will continue. If working people join together in union, then we know that that's the source, that's ultimately the source of our power, and we can still do that. But one of the things we campaign for is a government that will make life easier for working people and assist us to, you know, with various mechanisms to lift people out of poverty and to create decent work. But if we have a hostile government, we still exist. We still have collective strength, and we can, you know, we can negotiate from a place of power. Yeah, so we just keep, we keep doing what we do, which is understand the power of the collective and keep working for that.
Is there more that ITU is campaigning for or asking the Labor government for in terms of policy leading up to the election?
Well, there are still things to be done, and one of them is the pay equity. So there have been some equal pay settlements. Nurses just settled and ratified yesterday an equal pay settlement, but there's a lot more work where female-dominated work is undervalued, so we need to see more of that. Also, active policies that provide justice for working people when there are transitions. So there's climate transition, there's demographic transition, there's technological transition, and if you don't plan for that, and if you don't have a consensus, including government input, then we know that the poorest people suffer the most. We know that Māori and women suffer the most. And so this government is also committed to justice in transition and are putting funding in and setting up schemes to plan for the future. And that is something that we want to see in the next, from a Labor-led government, and that we know that Labor-led government will be committed to.
So where are working class voters left in terms of the upcoming election?
Well, we're calling on working class voters to exercise the right to vote. There's an international, decline of people exercising that vote, that right. And so we really do want people to do that and go out and vote. And then whatever the outcome of the election, to have the confidence to stand up, join together, be in union, and continue to work for decent work and decent lives.
That was Rachel McIntosh, Assistant National Secretary for ITU, speaking to me about the possible effects of a national government spending on essential workers.